With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Well, hello, wonderful people. Welcome once again to the case study series in Vedic Astrology. We are doing the case studies of all kinds of professionals, famous professionals from every field, every walk of life, isn't it? This chart is specifically interesting to me because it defeats certain sort of a fixed mindset that Jyotishis seem to have, the astrologers of India at least. They would look at this chart, they would see Saturn in the first house in the ascendant, and they would say in Leo the two, and they would say Saturn is debilitated. This fellow won't amount to anything. This is the typical mindset of traditional Jyotish. They would see Mercury in Libra in the third house and they'll say, nah, this is Mercury debilitated. The tendency of Jyotish is to see everything in terms of exalted and debilitated doesn't amount to anything. This gentleman wouldn't have done anything with his life had he gone to a traditional Jyotish in India, for example. Jupiter with Ketu conjunct in Sagittarius in the fifth house, they would have told this guy wouldn't study anything and amount to anything. This is traditional Jyotish. But this guy went on to see the stars. And you'll see what I mean in a minute. Keep listening in.
Life, career, and relationships of Edwin Hubble, a Vedic astrology case study. Edwin Hubble's chart shows Leo rising at 20 degree 21 in Purva Falguni, Pada 3, giving him a distinct blend of charisma, creativity, and the innate confidence of someone destined to influence collective imagination. Purva Falguni lends artistic refinement, aesthetic sensitivity, and a love for conceptual beauty, while Leo infuses fire, authority, self-belief, and a natural inclination toward leadership. This ascendant creates the classic signature of individuals who become symbols of their field, figures whose work redefines how humanity perceives the world. His ascendant lord, the Sun in Scorpio in Anuradha, Pada 2, introduces a deep, investigative, emotionally intense, and research-driven interior world. The Sun here loses all superficiality and becomes a surgeon of cosmic truth, intellectual, philosophical, and relentlessly focused. Scorpio gives penetrating insight. Anuradha gives discipline, devotion, and the capacity to structure knowledge with loyalty to truth. This is the placement of someone who must uncover what lies beneath existence. The Leo-Scorpio axis is legendary for producing individuals who radiate outward confidence, yet live inwardly in profound inquiry and intensity. The Moon in Libra in Swati Pada 2 sharpens the intellect with independence, conceptual clarity, and an ability to think in abstract patterns. Swati is the wind, fluid, flexible, curious, exploratory, restless, innovative. It added scientific openness, mathematical abstraction, and the ability to let ideas flow without being restricted by dogma. This was crucial for someone who would later redefine the cosmic scale itself. Mars in Virgo in Hasta Pada 2 fused razor-sharp technical skill with manual and mental dexterity. Hasta is the nakshatra of precision and mastery through the hands. Virgo is analytical refinement. Mars here builds a logical mind with surgical problem-solving, scientific rigor, and the ability to execute complex sequences flawlessly. This is the planetary architecture of someone who works with meticulous method. Mercury exalted in Libra in Vishakha Pada 3 brought goal-driven intellectual focus, elegance of reasoning, scientific balance, mathematical clarity, and a competitive mind that refuses mediocrity. Vishakha is the nakshatra of achieving milestones, conquering intellectual targets, and persevering until the objective is reached. Mercury here explains the sophistication of Hubble's scientific reasoning, the ability to integrate observation with theory, logic with imagination. Jupiter in Sagittarius in Purva Ashada, Pada 1, became the philosophical engine of his life. Jupiter in its own sign expands horizons, constructs worldviews, asks questions about origins, direction, and purpose. Purva Ashada adds victory, clarity, and intellectual conquest. This Jupiter was the force behind Hubble's urge to understand the architecture of the universe itself. His entire career sits on the shoulders of this placement. Venus in Libra in Swati, Pada 3, supported mathematical elegance, conceptual beauty, the aesthetic interpretation of science, the harmony of intellectual structures, and the uncanny ability to communicate abstract truths in a manner that felt poetic. Swati Venus produces individuals whose creativity is fueled by independence and original thinking. Saturn in Leo in Maga, Pada 4, introduced ancestral responsibility, discipline, tradition, and the karmic weight of carrying a lineage of knowledge forward. Saturn in Maga is the one who honors ancestors through achievement. This fits perfectly. Hubble extended the intellectual lineage of astronomy itself. Rahu in Gemini in Ardra, Pada 2, gave revolutionary thinking, unconventional insight, intellectual intensity, and the ability to break apart old models. Ardra is transformation through destruction of illusions. It is the nakshatra of scientific stormbringers, the ones who tear the veil of ignorance. Ketu in Sagittarius in Mula Pada 4 anchored him in existential truth-seeking, philosophical detachment, and the urge to find the root. Mula literally means root. This Ketu dissolves boundaries in pursuit of the deepest, most foundational knowledge. It perfectly aligns with a man who uncovered the true structure of the universe. Linguistic intelligence. Hubble's linguistic intelligence was refined, conceptual, and deeply philosophical. Mercury, exalted in Libra, gave articulate reasoning, elegant explanation, and the ability to discuss complex theories with balanced clarity. Mercury's Venusian support made his writing and speech aesthetically pleasing. Jupiter in Sagittarius added philosophical depth, and the moon in Swati added metaphorical grace. According to the linguistic intelligence signatures in your files, Mercury, supported by Jupiter, Moon, and Venus, produces poetic scientific communicators capable of translating complexity into simplicity. Like Calculate the Universe, he narrated it. Visual spatial intelligence. This is one of his dominant intelligences. Jupiter in Sagittarius, Venus in Libra, Mercury exalted, and a moon ruled by Rahu produced a mind that could visualize vast structures, distances, shapes, volumes, and cosmic geometry effortlessly. Your visual intelligence file describes the Jupiter-Venus-Moon triad as one of the strongest signatures of spatial imagination. Hubble's breakthrough capacity to hold colossal spatial models in the mind, understand how light behaves across distances, interpret spatial distortions, conceptualize the universe not as static but expanding. He saw the expansion of the universe long before others accepted it. This required a visual intelligence of extraordinary magnitude. Logical mathematical intelligence. Mars in Virgo, Ketu in Sagittarius, and Saturn in Leo created a formidable triad of intuitive logic, structured reasoning, and disciplined problem solving. Your logical math file identifies Mars, Ketu, Saturn as the archetype of scientific thinkers and analysts. Mars in Hasta gave him technical presci, gave abstract reasoning and the courage to question fundamentals. Saturn in Maga grounded this in disciplined, methodical research. His mathematical reasoning wasn't just strong, it was visionary. Musical intelligence. Venus in Libra, Swati, and the moon in Swati added rhythm, aesthetic harmony, and conceptual beauty to his thinking. He may not have been a musician, but his mind was musical in the way it perceived harmony in structure, symmetry in data, and rhythm in cosmic motion. Venus moon signatures are classic indicators of musical cognition. His scientific writing has a musical cadence that mirrors Timo's he described. Interpersonal intelligence. Swati Moon and Exalted Mercury gave him diplomatic expression and a refined ability to collaborate, persuade, and teach. Rahu and Gemini added charisma and unconventional intellectual magnetism. Leo Rising ensured he could command attention without effort. Your interpersonal intelligence file describes Mercury, Moon, Rahu as a powerful signature for public influence. Hubble moved effortlessly across scientific and social circles. His presence was elect. Intrapersonal intelligence. Ketu in Mula is one of the deepest introspective placements possible. The Sun in Scorpio produced emotional depth, psychological self-understanding, and a relentless self-inquiry. Jupiter in Sagittarius added philosophical grounding. Your intrapersonal file indicates Moon Jupiter Key 2 signatures as hallmarks of self-awareness and emotional moral intelligence. Hubble understood himself with clarity and lived with internal direction. Existential Inta wraps his strongest intelligence. Ketu in Mula, plus Jupiter in Sagittarius, plus Sun in Anuradha, Ardra Rahu created an individual wired to ask, what is the nature of the universe? Your existential intelligence file identifies Jupiter Ketu Dharma house connections as the blueprint for existential thinkers. Hubble questioned everything, accepted nothing at face value, and redefined humanity's sense of existence. Natu, though subtle, the Moon-Mercury-Ketu pattern gave him strong observational skills, pattern recognition, and sensitivity to natural phenomena. He didn't study plants or animals. He studied cosmic nature. He classified galaxies the way a naturalist classifies species. Bodily, Mars in Hasta, a nakshatra of hand skill and fine motor coordination, gave him excellent dexterity and focus. Rahu in Gemini added expressive gestures and restlessness. Your kinesthetic file identifies Mars plus Mercury as enhancing fine motor precision and action reasoning. His work required steady hands, countless hours at telescopes, and physical endurance during observational nights. His body supported his intellect perfectly. S career is a direct expression of the planetary architecture. Jupiter gave cosmic vision. Ketu and Mula demanded truth at the root. Rahu and Ardra brought scientific revolution. Sun and Anuradha provided depth and devotion. Mercury exalted gave mathematical clarity. Mars in Virgo executed method. Leo rising made him a pioneer, ma. He didn't just advance astronomy, he expanded the human universe. His work redefined cosmology, created the field of extragalactic astronomy, and altered the scientific worldview permanently. Relationships. Hubble's relationships were shaped by Venus in Libra, charm, refinement, aesthetic companionship, Moon in Swati, independence, idealism, Sun in Scorpio, intensity, emotional privacy, Saturn in Maga, duty, seriousness, karmic bonds, Rahu in Gemini, intellectual stimulation over emotional dependence. Partners would experience him as magnetic yet private, brilliant yet difficult to fully access emotionally. He required companionship that matched intellect, refinement, and independence. Relationships in this chart are loyal, respectful, elegant, but never superficial. He loved deeply but quietly.